Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's a lot of 5'9", you know, pocket rockets.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Figgy holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And shout out to John Harris for hopping on, giving us this nugget right here.
There's a lot of 5'9", you know, pocket rockets.
You really had to bring that back around, huh?
There's a lot of 5'9", you know, pocket rockets.
Pocket rocket.
Yeah, don't do that to the man, Johnny, man. No,
I like that.
I do, too.
I like it, man. Yeah. Get a pocket rocket going on.
Someone just got a pair of aces, huh? That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, you use that. Go with that.
He's talking about a nice little Kawasaki, 100%. Yep.
Yeah. But speaking of the draft, man, so a quarterback we actually brought up, I want to say it was around the NFL, Will Howard.
Yeah.
You guys familiar Will Howard.
Emo.
1 year at the Ohio State University. National champion, by the way.
That is true.
And
played somewhere else too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it worked out as well over there, but
hey man, they won the Big 12. What you talking about?
Yeah, it was cool.
Big 12 champions.
It was cool.
They won the national.
You see how you trying to big bro me right now? I mean, that's a y'all little conference championship or whatever.
Hey, cool.
Y'all win a conference championship?
Yeah.
Nah.
Do y'all mean like that? Hey.
Well, we got the national championship. Nah. But he was sitting watching some film with John Gruden, Sean's bestie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, that's his bestie right
New
there.
Orleans is so fun.
Yeah. So this is Will Howard. This is John Gruden talking to Will Howard on the pregame situation that happened in the playoff game against Tennessee.
Right.
So now the playoffs start, and here comes the Tennessee Volunteers. It's a cold night.
It was.
In Columbus.
It was.
And you see these guys come roaring out of here, the SEC, the Tennessee Vols, without their shirts. And it seemed like they were trying to intimidate you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, the funny thing is they came out with their shirts off, and they ran over to the opposite end zone and immediately put them back on. I was like, what are these clowns doing, man? Like, at that moment, I knew we had them.
Man, I know he had that much fire in him, man.
He's got some spunk.
He strikes me, and maybe this is just a little bit of Kansas judgment. He just strikes me as like a nice, clean boy.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I ain't even know he cussed.
He's got a little
I ain't
fire,
know that happened.
A little fire in
See, y'all, you sent him to Ohio, and now they start cussing. Like, he was a good Christian boy before then.
Hey, wait till you get what's in this playlist.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So
okay.
Remember when John Gruden sat down with Ashton Gentry?
Yes.
And he got John Gruden hip to Migos.
Mm-hmm.
Migos, as John Gruden liked to say.
I got to listen to that.
Yeah, just wait for it. So here's John Gruden asking Will Howard about his gold headphones that he wear in pregame. And then he asked him the most important question.
What are those things?
Those are my gold headphones.
What are you listening to, Migos?
Hey, huh? I saw that video.
Did you like that? Yeah.
What do you like Migos? Migos, man. Hell yeah, I like the Migos.
What do you listen to?
I listen to a little mixture. Before.
Come on, give me the list.
I'm a Drake guy. I like country music, but before games, I'm listening to Future. I'm listening to some Youngboy. Youngboy?
So if you don't know who Youngboy is, it is NBA Youngboy.
Yeah.
I want to say he's from Baton Rouge. Is he from Baton Rouge?
No, brother, you are.
He's from Louisiana.
I saw your eyes come over here, and I was like, brother, I ain't got nothing for you.
You know, I'm going to just say Louisiana because I don't want to offend our New Orleans and Baton Rouge people because they are not the same cities.
Mm-hmm.
But he's from Louisiana.
He was born in Baton Rouge, apparently, so I'm guessing that is accurate.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad I ain't say New Orleans then. Here's John Gruden actually listening to NBA Youngboy, just like how he did with Migos. Here's him listening to NBA Youngboy.
What's she doing?
Watching some tape.
What are you listening to?
This is NBA Youngboy. This is Will Howard put me on this guy. You ever heard of him? Listen to this. Watch film a lot faster. He was right. Got a little something to it.
Do you like it?
NBA Youngboy, check it out. Ever heard of him?
See, look, you can say a lot of things about John Gruden. And, you know, I have in the past. I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that's very evident. Oh, I can see how he was a good football coach, right? Like,
oh, for sure.
That way to, way to meet with your players wherever they are. He's like, I'll try it. Yeah, no, what is it? Let me hear it. I'll listen to it. Oh, yeah, that's good. I like this. Like, that's a way to bond. But then also, and we were talking about this with Frank Caliendo when he came in. Was that last week?
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about Gruden where everything he does is enthusiastic. I feel like he ain't never did nothing that he was not super excited about doing because he throws that energy into it. Let me hear it. What is it, man? Yeah. Like, I want to hear it. Young boy, NBA young boy. Yeah, let's listen to it, man. I'm like, all right, dog.
Yeah, the crazy thing about this video, though, when he was listening to NBA young boy, he was watching tape.
Mm-hmm.
I looked on the screen. It was I seen the Texans logo on the field.
Okay,
so he was watching. I don't know who.
Yeah,
the Texans were playing or anything, but he's watching some tape on somebody.
The other thing that's so funny about that is like it has, like it's just a bit written all over it, but I don't think it was. John Gruden probably really was like, hey, I want to hear this.
No, I think it's a skit, but I think he's legit, like trying to see what you listen to and. Yeah, yes, I'm going to listen to it and give it some play.
Mm-hmm.
But, so shout out to Will Howard, man. I wanted to ask y'all this, too. We kind of talked about it a little bit. So the Browns, Giants, Saints, and Steelers are probably the ones that will take a quarterback a little early, I guess, or sometime in the next round. Where do y'all see Will Howard fitting in between one of these teams? Because I have an answer.
Oh, you do have an answer.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the skill set, but just the way
the city and the feel. Is that what you're doing?
Just kind of the feel, because he got Steelers written all over him.
Really? You think so?
I think so. Oh, I want to say.
You know what? I think so,
because he don't have the he don't have the talent as the other quarterbacks we named earlier, but I feel like he got enough to just win. And I ain't trying to make this a Tim Tebow type of thing where he just win. But
he's also got that tough, you know, gritty, don't judge a book by its cover.
He's a workman. He's a real Steel City type of guy.
Like, wait a minute, Will Howard's doing that?
Yeah,
you know, that kind of
he's
thing.
He's kind
of
like he's a winner, and you know, even him going to Ohio State and losing to Michigan, but coming back and just running the table, winning a championship, and I feel like he got Pittsburgh written all over him. If Pittsburgh don't take a quarterback in the first round. And I don't think they have a second round pick, but I could see him going to Pittsburgh in the third round and just kind of, I don't know if he's going to start or anything, but just come in and play. I'm like, damn, he's playing pretty good.
Yeah. I could see that. That's a good fit.
Especially with the pieces around already.
And not the trite cliche, oh, he's a winner. I'm saying he's just one of those guys that sort of, you know, steal. All that tough.
Yeah, I ain't going to sit here and say, oh, his arm strength and all this other stuff. But I can see him just going to Pittsburgh and just kind of balling out just randomly.
Can I be completely honest?
Yeah.
I had not given real consideration to
Will Howard playing anywhere, to be completely honest. Like, I had not really considered it, put my mind to where would he fit. I was just like, all right, whoever going to take him, going to take him, I guess.
But see, I never thought about it either until I listened to some of this Groot and him kind of breaking out, how he kind of talking trash to the Tennessee and all that type
of
stuff.
That's when I knew we had him.
Yeah, I'm like, man, you know what? I could see him coming in somewhere randomly and just kind of balling out.
What a hilarious quarterback room that would be this upcoming season if you have Will Howard. And then eventually Aaron Rodgers actually does the thing.
And Mason Rudolph, which is, I feel like they kind of the same type of player too, a little bit.
Kind of. Like, I don't view them, although I think I might have liked Mason Rudolph more out of college than I do Will Howard, with all due respect.
I like Will Howard. I'm not saying he's, you know.
Not that I'm any level, like,
I just
great
like
draft
the way
expert.
I liked him as a college player. That's for dang sure.
Yeah.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so when I thought about this, I read this as a headline, and I guess at first I thought it was sad just reading this headline. I'm going to read it to y'all in a minute. But after I watched this video, I kind of felt okay about it. So I came across this video and the headline said, "Woman battling cancer planned her own funeral right before she passed."
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So the first thing I thought about was like, oh man, that's kind of sad to do.
Yeah.
But then I played this video. So first of all, rest in peace to Dakivia Steed. Mm-hmm. I think I'm pronouncing the name right. Mm-hmm. But rest in peace to her, who sadly passed away from cancer. And it was a video going viral of her planning her own funeral, kind of sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was in a bed, like a hospital bed or something like that.
Okay.
And this is her. This is how that sounds. Her planning her funeral.
No, I want that's black. I want a black casket. I want to wear pink.
Okay.
I want to wear pink, and I want the top. I want to be pink.
Or your flowers.
As far as y'all, I want y'all to wear black with the pink trimmings.
Yeah, like a big pink bowl.
And I
all
want y'all to really be glam.
Pink gloves. I wear here. Okay, so you want Met Gala pink and black?
That'd be nice.
No, but at the end of the day, talk about this, but that's just something that you have to do.
Yeah,
I just
yeah,
I'm gonna put it in the book.
I watched this video, I thought, I'm like, I think it's not so bad. Like, that sound actually kind of cool to, you know, kind of plan the way you go out a little bit. Now, I know it's kind of sensitive a little bit because you don't nobody want to talk about death or anything like that. But, I don't know her state of mind or anything, if she was sad or happy, but she was very passionate about, hey, I want my casket to be this. Mm-hmm. I want the trimming. I want pink. I want y'all to wear pink. And I'm like, I wonder if I would want to do something like that. Now, obviously, it'd be a little troubling if it's later on in life or something like that. But let's say just right now, just kind of plan your funeral. Like, would you feel comfortable just planning how you want your funeral to be right now in this moment?
I think so. I think so. But for some people, even more so. I mean, if you know, if you absolutely know, and she absolutely knew, you know, that says she was going to pass, I think it's kind of comforting. You know, kind of comforting. At least this is going to be the way it is, you know?
I kind of have an interesting, I know that I don't want to have, like, I don't want to have something that's me-centric per se. And I know that's weird saying that, hey, it would be your funeral.
It's kind of like planning your birthday party or something like that.
Well, not even that. It's like, in a way, I am not attending, right? Like, this is a party about me, but not necessarily for me per se. And so in my mindset, like, I've always kind of thought, what I want is, or what I would like, even though I don't even want to go to want, what I would like is for everybody to like kind of have a level of appreciation and maybe have some level of fun.
But the that's what I think a lot of people, and me, including me, I'd rather be like,
the biggest thing for me is like whatever y'all need from that day, because y'all are the people who like ultimately this is for, like mourning, grieving, celebrating, whatever. Whatever y'all need when I'm gone, y'all make it that. Like that's my big thing. I don't necessarily want to get to y'all need to be wearing this or that. Y'all need to find a way to like have a way to move on in life, so that you can mourn my loss. Mm-hmm. And so whatever y'all need the party to be, or if it's not a party, or whatever y'all need it to look like, go ahead and get that done. That's
but in terms of planning, I don't mind it.
Yeah, and also just being on that other side of it, like if it was my mother or my loved one, and she wanted it this way, that would kind of be that would kind of make me want to do that to honor her.
And it's comforting for you, too.
So she said, I want all of y'all to wear purple.
Yeah.
With purple and black or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it, we got to wear purple and black because mama said it.
Exactly. And it's really helpful because it takes away. It's a stressful time dealing with, it's like, someone who passed.
It's very stressful.
So, yeah, that would actually be somewhat helpful that you know that they were passionate about it and they have all these details set out. So that's fewer things that you have to think about in that moment. That would be cool. I could respect that.
Mm-hmm.
From the 713, they said Gruden was watching the Charger playoff game.
Okay, I guess he was looking at that. Because they showed the camera real quick, and that's, I just saw the Texans logo. So I'm like, oh, what he watching? Who you looking at?
Who you watching?
713 said for their dad's funeral, they had a mariachi band, fully catered bar, all of that at his request. Yeah, yeah, dad wanted y'all to turn
that's
up.
That's kind of,
I had mariachis at my mom's.
Really?
Really, okay. Did she ask for that?
Awesome. No, I got them. Because she loved mariachis, like I did.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was about to say, dang.
And it was awesome. It was terrific, yeah.
And this is a fair point that comes in on the Twitch from Lady T. In order to imagine that scenario, Figgy, we would have to be dead, and we don't want to imagine that, which is fair.
That's 100%. Yeah, that's why it's a little tricky kind of bringing that up a little bit, because you don't want to think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a celebration of life. Just flip it that way. Yeah. All right. That is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at 120 at the Figgy Fig on social media. And Figgy, don't we got some tickets to give away, don't we?
Yeah. You want to give them away now?
Let's do it. Call number 10 right now on 713-572-4610. We'll get tickets to see Brian Regan in December of this year. It's later on, but you can win them now. See the comedian Brian Regan by calling in 713-572-4610. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive, and we'll do that next.